Wellness Wednesday. Hello, this is Nancy. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Wednesday Wellness. I'm going to continue answering frequently asked questions. And today's frequently asked question has to do with making healthy fish choices. I'm asked quite frequently about the health benefits of fish, seafood, and shellfish. First, almost any of these is a better choice than red meat. However, there are some varieties you should limit and some that you should always include. I want to begin with the always include list. Studies show that people who consume a serving of fatty fish at least twice a week have better health markers than those who don't. I'm thinking there are a number of reasons for this observation. First, fatty fish is high in EPA and DHA, the active forms of omega-3 fatty acids, which are essential for human health. Omega-3s are essential for your brain, eyes, heart, and liver. So when we eat fatty fish and get these, we support those organs. The second reason that we might see these health markers is that people who eat fatty fish typically eat fewer portions of land animals, so their overall health markers may be better for that. And number three is the consumption of fatty fish could be a marker for other health-promoting behaviors, such as eating more vegetables and exercising more. So I talked about fatty fish. I guess I should explain that. Fish with a substantial amount of oil in the tissues live in cold water. Varieties include salmon, rainbow trout, barramundi, mackerel, herring, sardines, and anchovies. A 4-ounce serving of any one of these provides 800 to 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA. This is a level that shows health benefits. Now, a good way to remember these healthy choices is the acronym SMASH. SMASH stands for salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. However, as I noted, that's not an exhaustive list. It's just kind of a good way to remember what versions of fish are fatty. Fish varieties like cod, sole, and tilapia, and they don't contain much fat, but they're still heart-healthy choices when they're baked, broiled, or poached. Breading, batters, and deep frying kind of counters the positive benefits of healthy fish. And the same goes for heavy, rich sauces made with butter and or cream. There's an old myth that crustaceans like shrimp and shellfish like scallops are high in cholesterol and thus they should be limited. Well, they do have cholesterol, but actually eating these as part of a balanced diet not only provides several key healthy nutrients, but they may also be good for heart and cardiovascular health. That's because they're low in saturated fat. And studies have found that though they actually raise good cholesterol, they reduce that low-density, unhealthy cholesterol. So it's okay to include those items in your diet as part of your rotation of fish, seafood, and shellfish. I need to finish up this episode by talking about the fish varieties that we're better off avoiding, and that's due to the high mercury levels, which actually can pose a health risk. In fact, high levels of mercury in the blood can be toxic. Also, a recently published study found higher levels of mercury in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease. Fish that's known to have higher levels of mercury are large, long-living varieties, including albacore tuna and swordfish. It's prudent to limit your intake of these varieties to no more than one serving a week. And pregnant and lactating women probably should avoid them altogether. I want you to note that skipjack tuna is a low mercury type of fish because it's a much smaller variety. So if you're looking to buy canned tuna, look for skipjack tuna. Also, those packets of tunas, those pouches, will usually say pink tuna. As long as it doesn't say solid white tuna, you're probably choosing a lower mercury variety. I want to give you a resource. The Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch Program helps consumers choose seafood that's fished or farmed in ways that support a healthy ocean now and for future generations. They provide consumer guides, and these are divided by state. So you can download the one for the state in which you live or travel frequently. And these lists indicate best choices or good alternatives, as well as the varieties that you should avoid. You can also use their website to search for individual fish species to see if ones you like are recommended or are suggested that you avoid. And their website is seafoodwatch.org. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you will share this episode with friends and family. I also hope that you will tune in next week for next Wellness Wednesday's Nancy's Nutrition Tips. Thanks for listening.